First reading, we're in the 13th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And Paul and his, I think it was Thursday, so Wednesday, Tuesday, we preached on the city of Antioch and the Christians there. And here we have Paul and his companions now traveling to Antioch. And they arrive and they go to the synagogue. And they sit down, of course, with the other Jews inside the synagogue. And they have the law and the prophets proclaimed. And after the prophets are proclaimed, the Jews there turn to Paul and his companions and say, you know, to the guests who are there, and they say, do you have anything to share with us? And you can just imagine Paul's eyes just being lit up. Talk about having a ball placed on a tee. Paul probably was just waiting for that question to be asked. And there with the ball placed on the tee, Paul swings away. And he begins by telling the people their own story. So it's just, I mean, we won't look at exactly the method here Paul takes, but it's the beauty of him turning to the Jews and having them look towards the Israelites of their time in Egypt, pointing to the fact that they were slaves, walking through all the way, and tomorrow is the culmination of Paul standing up and talking, and we hear him bringing us to the climax. Today we stop here with John the Baptist, or him talking about John the Baptist. Tomorrow he finishes us off and talking to the climax of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. But this question that Paul was offered up, that ball being placed on the tee, reminds me of the question that is asked to this day at the Seder meal, the Passover, that our Jewish brothers and sisters celebrate every year at Passover. And in the Seder meal, it's always the youngest son turns to the father, his father, the father that's hosting the Seder meal. And the son, as they're gathering together, he asks four questions. One of them is, you know, why are we eating these bitter herbs? Another question is, why is this night different than any other night? And again, here's the response of the that question just being a ball placed on top of tea. And what it does is the father then recounts the history. I just want to read a little section from that, from the Mishnah, the Jewish Mishnah, which recounts here the of what the father at the Seder meal says. So when the youngest son asks, Father, why is this night different than any other night? The father says, in every generation, a man must so regard himself as if he came forth out of Egypt. For it is written, thou shalt tell thy son in that day, saying, it is because of that which the Lord did for me when I came forth out of Egypt. Therefore are we bound to give thanks, to give praise, to bless him who wrought all these wonders for our fathers and for us. He brought us out from bondage to freedom, from sorrow to gladness, and from mourning to a festival day, and from darkness to great light, and from servitude to redemption. So let us lay before him our praise. So of course, the Passover is a not just a remembering of the Exodus, of the Israelites being freed from slavery, but when our Jewish brothers and sisters celebrate the Passover, it is as if they themselves are right now being rescued. And when I think of this, the son at a Passover meal, a Seder meal, asking that question, I kind of, the way I hear is, why is this night different than any other night? I kind of think of it being, why are we doing this? What's the point? You can imagine a 21st century Jewish boy who is eating bitter herbs. They're celebrating the Passover. Why are we doing this? And of course, it doesn't take a very far leap for us to think of that sounding like, why do we got to go to Mass? Do we really have to go? What's the point? And when we hear that question as parents or as grandparents, it should be as if there's an interior smile in us and as if the ball is just being placed on the tee for us to just swing away and having a response ready as Paul gives to the Jewish brothers and sisters in the synagogue in Antioch, and he just recounts and tells them, we were once slaves and we are slaves no more. And that's our response to when our children or grandchildren ask us, why are we going to Mass? What's this faith? What's this relationship with Jesus? Well, we were once slaves and we are slaves no more. God has sent his son to free us from sin, to deliver us from the bondage of sin. And it's not just for parents of kids asking this question, but it's also for us being ready, having the opportunity there when a neighbor asks us a reason for the hope that we have, a coworker, a friend, a distant relative. We've been seeing fruit from these witness videos that we've put out and are being put out on Facebook every day. There was somebody who reached out or told us that when they posted this video on their Facebook page, it's three little witnesses of how their life has changed with Jesus, the difference that Jesus has made in their life. A long lost friend from high school reached out and just started inquiring a little bit. What's this Alpha thing that you referred to that helped catapult your faith and started changing things around in your life a little bit? And so here it is, the ball's up on a tee. So a question for us to ask ourselves is looking at Paul this morning in Acts of the Apostles, and of course knowing that it's the apostles over and over and over again in the early church, the ball was just placed on the tee. Who's this Jesus guy? What impact did he have on your life? Paul was always just ready to hit that ball off the tee. Will I be ready the next time, whether it's our children, our grandchildren, a neighbor, a coworker, places a ball on a tee and asks us for the reason for our hope?